Hi.
Are you safely warm inside?
Yeah, it's so cold out.
Oh, bunny, I'm sorry.
It was not fun.
Were you not dressed warmly enough?
No, because it wasn't this cold. It was, like, so warm yesterday. And then it wasn't really this. It was cold, but it wasn't freezing when I left. It was, you know, like in the 40s, but it's probably in, like, the. It's probably like 31 or 29 or something. But it's really windy.
The wind is the worst part.
The wind, I had to stop at the co-op for food. And I was carrying my food home in a box. And the wind blew my lettuce out of the box.
Did you have to go?
Say it again?
Did you have to go chasing after it?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, it was in a plastic bag. So I think it's pretty much unscathed.
Yeah.
But, still.
Still.
It's kind of terrifying. Not terrifying, that's a little bit of an overstatement, but you know what I mean.
It was quite a caper.
Yeah, caper might be the right word. Caper might be just the right word. So, I have lots of dried fruit, which is food that's fruit.
Oh, fruit.
Sorry, I'm tired. Fruit.
You got dried fruit.
I have dried fruit.
Mhm.
Lots of dried fruit. And I got materials for dinner, which is going to be salad niçoise. They didn't have real tuna. They had frozen tuna, which I didn't think was going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more importantly, I wasn't going to be able to thaw it out without cooking it, which kills this fish.
Right.
So. I just had a really funny deja vu. So it wasn't really technically a deja vu. I just ate something and I remembered, oh my god, I had this at Sarah Wilson Longwell's apartment.
Oh yeah? Oh, the dried fruit.
It wasn't the dried fruit. It was this is the only place I've ever had it and I just bought this thing.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate covered ginger.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about
it, Sarah. I bought it on a whim. I was like, I wonder whether I'd like this. All the other chocolate-covered whatever they are all milk chocolate.
Oh, right. And you're not a fan.
So I was like, I'll get this. I wonder how it is. I bit in and I was like, oh my god, I've had this before.
Mm-hmm.
I think Proust would have something to say about that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
I think he already has said something about that.
He said a thing or two about something like that.
He said a thing or two. I wouldn't really know, though.
I haven't read his book, actually.
That's what I mean. I haven't either.
I feel like that's one of those books where I have to wait till I'm really a grown-up to read it, you know?
What? That makes no sense.
Yes, it does. I feel like there are many things that I read them now, and I understand them much more than I did, like, 10 years ago, you know?
Oh, okay.
And I feel like maybe if I wait another 10 years, there will be other texts that will be more appropriate for me.
Oh, right.
Learning or your ability to comprehend or appreciate complex text, like, stops, you know? I think you get better the older you get.
Oh, that's true.
So I think I should be, like, 40 before I decide to read or remember the things fast.
Yeah. And you better start when you're 40, and you might finish by the time you're 45.
Yeah, shit.
Hmm.
believe Kathy's patron guy is, like, in Nineveh as we speak.
I know. It's kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It's totally surreal and kind of completely amazing.
A little bit amazing and bizarre, huh?
Totally fucking bizarre.
Many synchronicities. How was school?
It was fine. Someone brought to my attention, several of my students brought to my attention that I had fucked up the conversion day schedule and stated that there wasn't class today on my syllabus and my revised syllabus.
Uh-oh.
I was like, well, maybe no one shows up. Maybe no one shows up. That would be my fault, but maybe. But in the end, there was only like two people that weren't there. Hold on. Hello?
Hello. Hi, okay. Sir. Better.
In the end, like, only three people didn't show up.
Oh, okay.
And two of those had told me in advance they had trips they'd scheduled.
Right. Okay, so it sounds like it didn't have any effect, really.
No. And then we did action scripting. We started action scripting today.
Oh, that's good.
And fucking pain in the ass kid left after the first break.
Such a pain in the ass.
I know. He got up in the middle of one of my lectures and kind of came back in and then, like, didn't come back after break. I really don't get him at all, but anyway, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So, it was fine. It's really mellow. I think I'm gonna, like, try to take the rest of this semester mellow.
That's probably wise.
It's like, rather than, like, I think I made a decision about this when I was teaching my print class last week.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching my print class last week, and I prepared, you know, I kind of didn't have any idea what I was going to do, and then I prepared, you know, a whole class, like, I prepared more than I needed for one class, and I had, like, a whole bunch of Xeroxes, and I gave them this assignment, we got into this discussion, and they started working, and, you know, like, I was going to do a 2-2-2, you know, a 2-hour work, you know, 2 hour the two classes together and then 2 hour work again.
Yeah.
But then I was like, because I had this like thing for our discussion in the middle. I was like, why do that? You know, don't push it. Mm-hmm. Don't push it and do this thing that's going to only last, you know, you're only going to have a short period and you're going to have like an hour to do it when really it should last 2 hours, you know?
Right.
Like the discussion. So I said, chill out and hold on to this until the next time you need to use it.
Yeah.
You know, rather than trying to cram so much in there, you know, wait.
Yeah, that's wise.
So, I'm kind of going on that methodology from here on out.
That sounds good, dude. I mean, your students will like it better, too.
Yeah, it's true.
It's less stressful for them.
It's less stressful for me, too. I mean, I was just, it's like, just like, you know, I need to chill, kind of.
Yeah. I'll see you in 3 days.
Yeah. 3 days.
Yeah. Actually, more like 2.5.
These Kalamata olives are so good. Dude, I love the food co-op.
I'm excited. I've still never seen the inside of it, man.
So good.
They have fancy olives.
Mm-hmm.
They have an olive bar?
No. Everything's prepackaged, which I love. So you can buy a third of a pound of olives, and it's $7.25 a pound for organic Kalamata. They're really high quality. Oh, these are so good.
Yes, I can already see that the food co-op is a positive force in your life.
Oh, my God. And I bought some teas. I bought dried hibiscus flowers, whole Chinese hibiscus flowers.
Mm-hmm.
All the teas are basically $7 a pound, which is phenomenally inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a bag of peppermint is 0.3 cents, and a bag of hibiscus is 0.06.
That's
so,
crazy.
Like, between 22 cents and to 20 cents, 20 cents, 40 cents, and 81 cents for the rose hips because they're heavy.
That's really cheap.
So.
That's like practically free.
Practically. Not like quite, but practically. Almost. I stocked up again on dried fruit. It seems to be a staple in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I chewed through all of it.
You chewed through all of it?
Mm-hmm. I chewed through it.
Sounds like a very good thing to have on hand.
Yeah. These olives are so good.
Someone is a happy elevator.
I know. Hi, dude. I'm happy to talk to you.
Hmm?
I'm happy to talk to you.
I'm happy to talk to you, too. I miss you.
I'm sorry too.
We had a weird night.
Yeah, we got interrupted. It was weird. It was also, we had a very fitful sleeping, both you and I. Did I wake you up ever?
I don't think so. Did I wake you up?
A couple of times?
But how did I wake you up?
But I really kind of also liked it. I liked that, like, I could hear you. It was kind of pleasant to be woken up. Just like you kind of had a restless sleep.
Mm.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I think I had weird dreams. I was just trying to remember, but I don't think I remember them. There was just something about, like, I remember just some detail about, like, my passport being replaced with some, like, little sticker. Or it was, like, some little tiny, like, sticker that was encased in plastic. It was, like, this little tiny ID card, you know? But then, like, I remember, someone convinced me that this was okay, like, that this was a replacement for my passport. But then when I, you know, went to look at it again, like, I took it out of my wallet or something and looked at it, it just seemed like it was totally blurry and, like, crappy printing job and you couldn't read it. And I was like, no one is ever going to accept this as my passport. Aww. What am I going to do? My passport's gone. I don't know. It was weird.
Travel anxiety dream.
I guess. I had a shrunken fake passport.
Yeah.
I realized today that in continuing flakiness, or maybe it's like, you know, I don't know if it's really flakiness or if it's like, you know, that on some level I don't want to remember these things.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that the final portfolio review for all the students was yesterday.
Didn't you do this, like, last week?
I did this last week, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just don't want to remember.
I think I just don't want to remember.
Did you ask Stegel at all, or did you see him? Or...
What do you mean, like last week?
No, this week about AI NYC.
Oh, no, I haven't talked to him. I mean, I just got here.
Oh, right, you just got here. Duh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah. No, I just got here. But, like, but the thing yesterday is I feel like I have a reasonable excuse because it was scheduled to be outdoors at a park, and it was a torrential downpour all day.
Hmm. I see. Well, that's, you know, of course, perfectly good reason, right?
I just, you know, like, if I had remembered, I would have assumed it was being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have taken me, like, freaking 3 hours to get down here. The freeways were going at, like, 0 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you? Yeah. Freeways were going pretty...
Anyway, I mean, I'm sure it's all for the best, but, like, it's just... I, honestly, like, if I had remembered, I really would not have not gone. You know? Which is... I mean, I would have gone if I remembered. You know? Like, it's so weird that
You don't want to go. You
I don't want to go.
You would go, but you would not want to go. You're done.
No.
You know?
I'm done. If I weren't done, I would totally remember these things. You know?
I'm kind of glad you're forgetting them. I think it's good for you.
I mean, 2 days, I'm still out of here, so.
Hold on, I think that's Charles on the other line. Give me a second.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you have your sleepover today. Hello?
Hi, Charles is here. Hold on, I'm opening the door.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I forgot that this... No, this is open.
Oh, maybe it was. My hands are wet.
Are you wet?
Hey, slightly.
Okay. Dude, my sleepover friend is here. I'm going to make dinner. We're going to make dinner.
Oh, okay. I'll let you go. You guys have a good sleepover, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.